them.
It's Rugby Ranter Banner, episode 176. Y'all, this is Eddie Stevens, and let me tell you something, I'm sick of all your shit. I'm sick of your shit! You make me sick!
Sorry about that. I'm very sleep-deprived. I think last week I was complaining about kayaking, wasn't I? I was telling you about my kayaking trip where I lost my hat, and there were other shenanigans, like my girlfriend nearly died. Almost had to sacrifice her to the river gods. I have had two kayaking trips since last week. Two. And I have a 50% success rate at them. Let me tell you something. I tried to go with my son, my 18-year-old son, Caleb. Not Galeb. And we got the kayaks ready. Good to go. Realized I needed to swing by my girlfriend's house to get a replacement paddle, because she's got a bunch of them, the oars, right? I can't remember the difference between a paddle and an oar. I think an oar is one-handed, but it could be the other way around. I don't know. Or nothing like that. It might be something completely different. It doesn't matter. I needed to get the fucking thing, right? Because I broke the last one. I broke my oar on the trip before, remember? I basically threw a tantrum because I lost my hat. And I broke the paddle on my kayak and lost it to the river. So I need to swing by her place, which is about 20 minutes drive. But let me tell you something. Ironically, we had to cross the river. So listen to me, for God's sake. If you're not listening yet, start listening now. I live in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Albuquerque, New Mexico, which you've seen on Breaking Bad, right? Some of it is probably in Rio Rancho, to be honest with you, but it doesn't matter. The point is, it's close enough, but the river, the Rio Grande that I go kayaking in, is between Rio Rancho and Albuquerque. Not a big deal. There's fucking bridges, you idiot. So I go, right, let's go to get that paddle real quick and then drive back to the river and go on our kayaking trip. Well, there's only two ways that I can get from Rio Rancho to Albuquerque across the river. One is across a road called Alameda, and the other one is a road called Paseo del Norte, which means Pass of the North, I think. And I was going to go to Alameda, but the traffic was insane. It was so backed up for some goddamn reason that I eventually had to abort, flip a bitch, turn around, and then drive to Paseo del Norte. But the traffic was so bad in that direction, I ended up, I know you're not familiar with the area, but there's a big mall, big American shopping mall, right, called the Cottonwood Mall. And I had to drive through the parking structure of that mall just to get near Paseo del Norte so that I could get to Albuquerque. Got to Paseo del Norte, it was closed down. It was closed off. There had been some idiot had died in a car accident or something. So I went, fuck, we've got to go back to Alameda and hope. And long story short, it took about 2 hours. That's an exaggeration. It was probably about an hour. Bear in mind, the trip to her house should have been 20 minutes. And we were on the road for about an hour just trying to get out of Rio Rancho. It was like the fucking Truman Show. I'm not joking. I started going insane. I was like, I am not allowed to leave. I am not allowed to leave. Like, does Albuquerque even exist? I have memories of it. Those could have been implanted. We don't know. Anyway, eventually I said, fuck it. We can't get out of here. We're stuck. So I'll just do what I did last week, which is Davy Crockett it with the half a paddle, right? Or half an oar, depending on what the correct word is. So what is this? Ooh. I'm just looking at there's a little attachment on my microphone. I don't know what it does. I don't know what that did. I found out there's a button where you can mute yourself. Okay. So we drive back to go to not the place we left from the last time where it took us 4 hours to get to the end. We went to like a halfway point, so it should only take 2 hours. Get there. Now, this is about 2 hours after we left my house. there's cops blocking off the fucking entrance to the road we need to go down to get to the little ramp to get into the river. I get out of the car. I walk up to the cop with the swagger of a man who knows he's not getting shot, and said, "Hey, Chief, what's the deal? What's going on?" And he said, "Somebody lost their kayak and they had to perform a rescue. So it was completely shut down." And at this point, I'm just fed up. So I drag the cop out of his car and I pick him up and I throw him into a ditch. He's concussed. I leave him there. I get back in the car. I go, "There's another road a little bit further down that I think you can get to the river from." So we drive down there, park, go check it out, scope it out, find a place that we could get into the river. There's a fireman standing by the river just waiting for us. And he says, "The conditions are really dangerous right now." I don't actually understand what that means. I think it's because of undercurrents. I think that if you fall out and you can't swim well, you could get sucked under and get stuck and drown. But I don't know. It doesn't seem dangerous to me. Maybe I'm just being really naive. But he's like, there's an airboat coming up to perform this rescue any second. But if you feel comfortable and you have PFDs, which is personal flotation device, then by all means, go ahead and kayak. But he kind of scared us with the, it's very dangerous, but if we want to risk it, he said, if you're comfortable with your skills, and we have no skills. I kayaked a couple of times. And then also, we didn't have our PFDs. We didn't have our life jackets. So he wasn't going to let us in anyway. So we had to give up. So we spent about 3 hours that day for nothing, just doing nothing, just driving around and wasting our time. I did go kayaking yesterday, and we were probably 2.5 hours kayaking. And I'm telling you, I don't know if I can do it. It was fun, but you're in direct sunlight the whole time. And for some reason, when you're on the water, it's worse. I think it reflects off the water and burns you more. I went to an event last night, a few hours after we finished kayaking. And not only was I sunburned, everyone was making fun of me because I was really sunburned. I looked in the mirror in the bathroom, the toilets, and I looked like a fucking zombie, like a 60-year-old man. I looked fucking terrible, and I felt like I was going to die. I felt like I'd been drinking for 3 days. And this is just from being in direct sunlight for 2.5 hours. You know what it is? I'm going to have to be completely protected from the sun next time. I'm going to have to wear, I have this silly hat that I lost a baseball hat, right? This time around, I had a big farmer's hat that like kind of looks like an Asian, like rice farmer's hat. It's like a big, weird straw, big brimmed hat. And it looks a bit silly, but it really does protect well against the sun. But at some point, I decided to take it off for no good reason. Next time, I'll keep it on. This is too much information about my kayaking trip, and I'm realizing now that it's a terrible story. And I don't have a lot of time. And to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of rugby to talk about. Do you know what? I'm not even going to do. You know how usually I do a little mini intro, and then I say it's Rugby Random Banter, episode 176 or whatever episode it is. And then there's Shed 7 music, and then we do the main rugby portion. I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to talk about my attempt to watch rugby, which is almost as pathetic as my Truman Show attempt to get out of Rio Rancho into Albuquerque and then go kayaking. Because I hate having results spoiled for me. And understandably, this week with all the permutations revolving around points differences and who's going to finish, not in the top four, because I feel like that was done and dusted, right? Or wasn't it? I don't know, because every time I try and go to a rugby website, it's just talking about women's rugby. So I don't know. You would think there would be a huge article about rankings and what could happen over the weekend, but I couldn't find anything like that. So I'm pretty sure top four was always going to be Saracens, Leicester, Sale, and oh fuck, who's the other one? Saracens, Leicester, Sale. Is it Northampton? How is that possible? Let's have a quick look at the BBC Women's Rugby page, and then we can hopefully find some men's rugby news on there. Let's see. Okay. Oh my god. Harlequins beat 14-man Leicester. Oh, of course they did finish sixth. Okay, so we've got semi-finals coming up. Okay, sorry about this. Tables. It is Northampton. Wow. Every year, Saints do way better than I expect them to, and they somehow manage to sneak into the top four. So Saracens, Sale, Leicester, Northampton. But then for the top for the top eight, I know that there was it was neck and neck with Bath and Bristol, because after trying to watch the Leicester match and having the commentators giving me updates on the other games that I wanted to watch, I switched over to Bristol versus Gloucester, where they also kept updating me. But at that point, I decided to just stick with that game. And I'm glad I did, because it was a fucking exciting game. But how the fuck Bristol blew that? I mean, again, I feel like I should have done more research and I should be able to tell you what happened. I know that Bristol, it looked like Bristol were in a position where they would take eighth spot and book a place in the Champions Cup next year. But then it was like the clock was in the red. They could have kicked it out, but they kept playing. I must be wrong. Maybe they really did need to try and get, either they needed to get some more points to win on points difference, or they just thought, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the Bath Saracens match, so we better try and get more points. In which case, they did the wrong fucking things. They lost. What's the points difference? Oh, no, it's a big points difference. Bonus 15th, points 47, points difference. I don't see how they could have won. What a bunch of mathematical bullshit. All I know is this. I was watching this game and I was seeing the updates on Bath against Saracens, and I was thinking about rugby. I really am very sleep deprived, by the way. It's 1:35 p.m. and that's just my time, okay? 1:35 p.m. my time, but it's like, I don't know, like probably like 9:30 p.m. your time as this comes out. And I don't know where I'm going with that. But anyway, I just was thinking, how the fuck have Bath managed to sneak into the top eight? And then I thought, how the fuck do they have a chance of sneaking into the top eight? And at that point, it looked like Bristol were going to qualify it in eighth. And then I thought, how the fuck are Bristol barely sneaking into the top eight? And then I thought, was this top eight bullshit? There's only 10 teams in the league. Top eight. Coming eighth means you came third from the bottom. You suck. But how? I'm looking at the league now. How the fuck? Oh, there's 11 teams. I'm pure retard right now. So, yeah. I don't know how Bath managed to squeak into eighth place. I don't know how Bristol finished so low, because I think they're amazing. But even more insane, how are Gloucester 10th? I thought they were going to be really good this year. And Newcastle came last. You know what it is? It's just so competitive, isn't it? I feel like Saracens, Sale, Leicester, to a lesser extent, Saints, and then definitely Quins and Harlequins and Gloucester and Bristol. I feel like all of those teams can beat each other on any given day. That's all over the place. Newcastle lost Dave Waldo, their coach, at some point. Still don't know why. Some kind of financial shit, probably. I don't know. Anyway, this will be a mega short episode, but I just got to put the content out there, even if it's terrible and I'm wasting your time. Because that way, when you get sick of it and you stop listening, I can go, well, fucking hell, did my best, didn't I? I kept putting content out. No one likes it. I do want to mention, when I was watching that Leicester match, one of the reasons I switched, it wasn't just that the commentators were giving away the scores from the other matches. It was that Chris Ashton got the red card, made me very upset, because these nonsensical tackle laws are just pissing me off so much. What a horrible way for Chris Ashton to end his career. But why is his career ended now? Like, somebody tell me, did he just say, this is my last game? Doesn't he want to play in the fucking finals, the knockout stages, the semi-final, the final if they make it? Like, why is he done now? I don't understand. But more importantly, I saw the red card. It's a round card. How long have the cards been round for? And more importantly, why do I care? What difference does it make? The only other note, I made a note on that. This is when I was trying to take it more seriously, and then I gave up on it. Harry Potter with a magic tackle. What a twat. What a stupid, boring, worn-out thing to say about Harry Potter. Harry Potter had a really good tackle, though, to stop Danny Kerr. I remember that. Back to Bristol versus Gloucester, which I paid 75% attention to. At one point, Austin Healey said that Randrandra isn't 100% because he looked like he was coasting and not going all out at one point. And then later he's kicking ass. And that's the thing that Austin Healey needs to realize is Randrandra, that's how he plays. Sometimes he doesn't bother. He's a bit lazy. I don't know if lazy is the right word. He's very casual. While I was watching this match, showed a clip of Manu Vunipola. By the way, Manu Vunipola, every time I think of his name, I think I'm getting it wrong. Because there's Manu Tuilagi, and there's Billy and Mako Vunipola, and I feel like I'm just amalgamating, if that is a word, all of their names. It's hard for me, you know, when you've got ADHD, which is my fucking mental disorder, which is basically all the symptoms of ADHD, but probably just because you're stupid. It's difficult for me. But anyway, he scored an fucking incredible try for Saracens under-12s versus... That's kind of bullshit, isn't it? That's kind of bullshit that Bath got eighth place pretty much entirely because Saracens put out a very, very weak team. I mean, it's like tough shit for Bristol because... Oh, shit. My girlfriend's calling. Hold on. I'm going to mute you. Oh, my God. I just had you on mute again. That's why there's a bit of a gap. Anyway, how embarrassing. How rude of me and her and you, in a way. This is the worst episode of Rugby Rant to Banter I have ever made. And I've made some really bad ones before. I fucking hate this, and I want to not release it, but I have to, because I'm not going to get another chance this week to do it, and I'm fucking tired, and I've come this far. It's going to be not even 20 minutes, is it? Ugh, pathetic. Anyway, let's just wrap it up. What can I offer you as a rugby fan that is remotely interesting? Saracens are in first place. Sale are in second place. Leicester in third place. Saints are in fourth place. Obviously, as the world's worst Northampton Saints fan, I would like them to win the premiership, but I just don't think there's any way they can. I mean, they can, but I don't think they will. So from the other three, do you know who I'd like to win it? I'd like Sale to win it. Partly because so many people seem to shit on Alex Sanderson and they hate him, and I don't really understand why. I quite like him, and I quite like the way Sale play. Leicester, I'm sick of Leicester. Saracens, I'm sick of Saracens. I'm sick of me. I want to end this. God, it was terrible. Follow me on Instagram, at Eddie Stevens Massive. You can find some kayaking pictures. Follow me on Twitter, at Eddie Stevens, with an extra S at the end. Don't really do much on there anymore. Follow me on Facebook if you want. I don't give a shit. Hopefully next week... You know what? Before I completely let you go, let's see what's happening next week. Let's go to fixtures. Because I literally have no idea. Like, for all I know, it's like another 2 weeks or something before... Oh, no, it is the semifinals. This weekend coming. Saracens against Saints. There is no way Saints are winning that. Next day, Sunday, Sale versus Leicester. I predict Sale will win. So we're looking at a Saracens versus Sale final, in my opinion. Wouldn't it be great if I got both wrong? You never know when my shiders touch. Oh, speaking of shiders touch, I've been working on t-shirts and coffee cups. All right, bye.